Welcome to Watch With Us.
Watch With Us.
An inside look into your favorite TV shows, which delivers the latest TV news that you want to know about. Here's your host,
ladies and gentlemen,
Us Weekly's Emily Longaretta.
Welcome back to the Watch With Us podcast challenge edition. I am your host, Emily Longaretta, the senior entertainment editor at Us Weekly. And as you guys know, it is the week we've been waiting for. The challenge of season 37 finally premiered on Wednesday night. So, of course, I had to be joined by someone to break it all down. I am apologizing now that this was not out Wednesday night, but, you know, people get busy, things happen, and, you know, we had a premiere party. I hosted one with the amazing Scott Yeager of the Challenge Mania podcast, who I know you guys all love as much as I do. He actually hosted, and I just attended and showed my support because it was a really great time in New York City. So we will hopefully do another event soon and see all of you Challenge fans there. But this week, I wanted to be joined by someone who we didn't actually see a ton of in the premiere, but I know we will see much more of this coming season. So without further ado, here's my interview with Josh Martinez. I want to start talking a little bit about you going into your fifth challenge. And I didn't realize this is your fifth in a row. You haven't taken a break.
No, I have not stopped them. I've been going for a while, but I don't plan on stopping anytime soon.
Do you ever be like, oh, maybe when they make the call, like, I got to take a break. I got to take one off. Or have you
100%? Yeah, 100%. I think that every time they call me, you get the anxiety. But then it's just I've fallen in love with the whole process, even just filming it. Like the production team has become like family. It's always the same people. So it's like I'll be home for 2 months and I instantly miss it. And I'm like, just throw me back in the madness again. So yeah, I miss it sometimes. And sometimes I'm like, I need a break. When I'm filming, it's like mid season. I'm like, all right, I need a break. Right. But then I get home and I'm just ready to go back in. So yeah, call me crazy for it, but I love the show. I love the game.
Do you miss like sleeping in your own bed? I feel like that would be something that would be really hard to go away from for so long.
I think sometimes, yeah, I get home. I'm really close with my family. So it's not so much of like me being in my own bed. It's more of like me spending time with my family. I've done 5 seasons back to back and I missed out on a lot back home. So that's the one thing where I'm like, you know, that I miss, like just like moments with my family, birthdays, things like that. But they're also supportive and they're just also proud of me that it's like, I know I can just come back and hang out with my friends one day. And it's like, I haven't missed anything. So, yeah.
Yeah. That's so nice. Yeah. All right. So going in this season, obviously during the special, during the kickoff special, we saw you kind of arriving and you basically guys revealing that Devin is now part of your BB alliance, which is wild.
Yep.
How can you kind of talk about how you guys became friends like in between seasons? Because it clearly you guys had created a little bit of a bond.
Yeah. So definitely it all happened off season. As soon as we got eliminated, me and Devin realized that we were strong, that first of all, it benefited everybody but us two to be pinned against each other. He was on one side of the house. I was on the other side with Big Brother. And, you know, it just benefited everybody else for us to be head to head against each other. And we were the only ones that ended up, it screwed us over. So I think that once we spent like 3 days in Iceland after we got eliminated, literally just got hammered and compared notes. And we're like, wow, we played ourselves. Nobody did it to us but us. And it was, you know, it was just a moment where like we kind of built this friendship. We went on a trip. Actually, it was Anissa's birthday, Mexico trip. She planned it with all her close friends and she invited me, Devin, and Tori. Anissa was filming All Stars, so she didn't go. And I was like, I'm not about to be stuck on a trip with Devin. And it was the best week, one of the best weeks of my freaking life. But honestly, it just built this bond between me, Devin, and Tori. But me and Devin really just built such a good friendship off of that trip. And he's one of my favorite people now, like on the cast, like he's one of my good friends. I mean, you know, and I'm very grateful that we had that time off season where we kind of just put all our shit aside and realized we were stronger as allies than being against each other. And I think that it benefits every single veteran that's tied to us this season that we did kind of like join sides and put our shit aside and align together because I mean, I don't want to give away too much, but it definitely worked to our advantage this time around.
Yeah. I mean, we see in the first episode, I was actually pretty surprised that kind of, it seems that the veterans all kind of decide like, all right, there's too many rookies. Like the only way it's going to work is if we can band together. But I imagine that that's going to also cause some drama because a lot of you guys aren't 1,000%. On the same page.
Yeah, 1,000%. So backstory on the whole veteran alliance. It actually happened in New York while we were filming the reunion. We were in the city and we were partying for like 3 days, for like a weekend. We had filmed for 2 days and then CT kind of set it off in the reunion. He's like, we had such a good reunion. And it was like one of the first ones where we were all on a good page. And he was like, I think the vets, we should keep this going into the next season. That night we partied, celebrated Corey Wharton's birthday in the city. Yeah. And we were literally all hammered and we're like, yeah, let's do this. It's like, it was like an unspoken thing, but we all agreed, you know, that we would have each other's back. And what people don't understand is like, even though we compete and there's this money on the line and, you know, we are pinned against each other, you build such a strong bond, especially the vets that continue to do this season after season, because we spend so much time on the show, but also off season doing promo and all that stuff together, that it only made sense. We all had such strong connections going in that it was like, we have to make this work. And it was the best, I think, for every single veteran. It was the best decision, because especially once we saw the theme and once we saw the lineup of badass rookies, we're like, we have to stick together.
Yeah.
And it worked out. Yeah.
It's so funny because going into this house, I mean, the amount of new faces is obviously, as a fan, it's like a lot. So I can't imagine for you guys, it's gotta be so incredibly like tough to kind of be like, oh, we need to meet 17 new people or 15 new people, whatever it is. When you guys got to the house first, were you all immediately like, all right, when they come, like you knew it was happening, you knew it was coming?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, we knew it was coming. I mean, we saw the lineup. First of all, the vets that were on this cast, we're all stacked and each one of us brings so much to the show, but I knew that there was a missing piece and I knew that there had to be a huge twist and there had to be a whole nother group of people. I didn't expect so many of them. I was like, all right, they're probably going to bring in 10 rookies. It's going to be like 20 something of us. So instantly, I think that we were all a bit intimidated because we felt outnumbered. It was just so many new people you had to get to meet, have one-on-one conversations with. I mean, just learning their names, it took me like 3 days to learn everybody's name.
It's like speed dating.
it really was. So there was a lot going on, but I have to say it was really exciting because from doing 5 seasons back to back, not that you lose a spark, but you forget what an awesome experience it is being part of the show and their excitement and just the hype, the energy that they brought into this season. I'm just very grateful that I was a part of it and just being part of like the most diverse and like global cast. It was really, I mean, this was one of my favorite seasons to film for sure. And it was mostly because of the cast and like the rookies that came in.
Yeah, for sure. Were there language barriers in the house?
Hell yeah, for sure. I think me and Logan instantly became really good friends because Logan reminds me of like my parents. He speaks like broken English, but he's a Spanish speaker from Spain. So instantly we like build a good friendship. Gabo, you can understand every other word Gabo says. But yeah, there was a language barrier. And I think I related to that because a lot of people don't know, but I didn't learn how to speak English till I was 7. So in school growing up, I didn't understand English. So I felt for these people. And I think that they definitely struggled with that. I know people like Tracy, she had a lot of bad anxiety because she couldn't really understand. But for the most part, I think all the vets, we did our part in like trying to build relationships with them and trying to make them feel comfortable. And it just felt, it was a very, like on that aspect, besides the game being involved, I think that we did as a cast, as a whole, we did help each other a lot and get to know each other pretty well. I mean, we have a group chat. It's all of us in a group chat. Last night we were texting about the show being live. So yeah, I mean, this cast was so dope and I'm,
it seems like a really good group.
Yeah, it is.
So when you guys got outside and got chained up to the bricks, how long were you out there until they arrived?
Hours. This is the sickest part that they don't show. TJ comes out with literally like cases of snakes, spiders, like a whole bunch of shit. And they start throwing it everywhere. So I don't know why they cut that out, but were screaming legit. Like I don't know why they cut that out, but it was like giant snakes, like just crawling all around us, like on our shoulders, crawling up the bricks. So it was terrifying. We were out there, I would say like 3 to 4 hours, even longer than that. It felt like forever. And then as they came approaching, just the anxiety and the buildup and the hype, which you guys saw, but we were out there for a while.
Something that surprised me, because I feel like you said, every single person on this season, new or returning, is like a beast. I feel like there's no weak links, but it surprised me the way that we saw that people were like, where's Corey? Where's Nelson? Like, people didn't go to CT first. People didn't go to some of the, do you feel like that's like a shift overall that these, like, even the newer vets like you are becoming that like main class?
I think that with obviously respect to all the OGs, because I think with doing the show time after time, you build nothing but more and more respect for all the people that have kind of paved the way and built the show to what it is, like CT and Johnny and all those people. But I think this newer class, we're just like hungrier. We have something to prove, especially with this group. There was not many winners. So we all have the heart and the drive to finally, for me, make a final. Corey Wharton to get that first win. So I think that, you know, the rookies definitely see that in past seasons and see the fight that we have. And I, if anything, I'm so excited and grateful and thankful that I am part of like this new wave of like vets that are just like willing to do whatever it takes to win and get to that final. So, yeah, it's just really cool to be part of it.
That's awesome. Honestly, did you know any of the new people once you started meeting them all? Like, did you, had you seen any of their shows? Had you seen, like, I talked to Tori and she was like, I knew who Kels was because I watched Josh Handle.
But. So I knew Kels because I watched a few episodes, but no, I really didn't know any of them. It was such a, like, I mean, honestly, like, I knew that they were all big stars internationally and all that, but even watching them run down, I was like, who the hell are these people? I had no idea who none of these people are. I couldn't understand half of the words they were saying. They were screaming out names, and you can obviously see, feel, like, hear the accents. And I was just looking at flags, but it was just like, we were completely in shock because we did not expect so many international people. But I think that they all brought, I have to say, each one of the rookies, they all bought their A game, and they definitely put the pressure on the vets right off the jump to just like play our best game, because they were all in it to win. Like, they all came to play. They all came to play. So yeah, nothing but respect for this group of rookies for sure.
What can you say about your partnership with Lauren and how you guys kind of work together?
Lauren, I mean, it was interesting. I think that you guys didn't see much about it, but Lauren was, I mean, you didn't see much of our partnership, but Lauren was just like so out there. She was so out there, so outspoken, like the life of the party. I mean, she was throwing back shots. I think Lauren was drunk the whole time she was in the house. She was definitely intoxicated the whole time. So I was definitely like overwhelmed because it was a lot. She has such a massive personality. But I think that I came into the season more focused than ever to make my first final, to win, to kind of just play the best game that I've ever played. And I just felt like Lauren wasn't, I felt like Lauren was there to have a good time. And she came from Love Island, and like, it, we didn't really align when it came down to the game and the game that I wanted to play. So that's the struggle that I had with her, where I just feel like she wasn't there for the right reasons.
Right. It's so funny because, I mean, we saw that with Nani too, with Gabo right away being like, wait a minute, no, like, I'm here to win. Like, Nani's not there for anything else.
For sure.
We see in the first episode, and we saw in the trailer, that there's quite a few hookups this season, but
a lot.
What about on your end?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, right off the rip, you see so many hookups. I for sure build really good connection with Esther. I think we bought, Esther was one of my favorite people in that house. She's just so fun and so funny to be around. And I think that you guys are going to be able to see that personality. So we hit it off. I don't know what they're going to show, but I definitely vibe with her. But I mean, this season, there was so many hookups, you couldn't even keep up. I mean, episode one, you see like three or four hookups happen, which you're going to see all those relationships play out, which are so fucking messy. yeah, there was a lot of hooking up. I mean, we were in one of the sickest houses we've ever been in. There's the hottest cast that has ever been in the house, and we all came off of quarantine. So people were hooking up left and right. I mean, I lost count like day five of who was hooking up with who. So everybody was just like touching everybody and just like hooking up in every corner.
I mean, literally every single person is attractive. It's unreal. Yeah, like, yeah, I'm like, where did they find these people?
Yeah, Cassie killed it.
Truly. We've seen in the past couple seasons the Red Skull twist and kind of having to go into elimination before getting to the final. Is that something we can expect this season? Are we going to see more twists? What can you kind of tease about that?
Thank God that TJ took that twist. I mean, I've been waiting for a season that I didn't have to go into elimination from the very beginning that I started the show. The whole twist thing was a nightmare with the Skulls. So I don't think that, this time around, I don't know if they've said it or anything, but there won't be no Skull twist. And once I heard that, it was kind of like, all right, bet. Now I can just kind of play the strongest political game that I have to, because I don't have to go down into elimination and earn a spot. I just need to work the politics side of it. And I was really excited to not hear that. I think out of all the bets, I was the most excited to not hear about the Skull twist, because elimination is not my strong suit. I didn't have much luck in the past. So I was really hyped about that.
That's awesome. And then lastly, before we go, who of the newcomers should we keep our eye on besides Esther, obviously?
Holy shit. I mean, a lot of them. I have to say, casting killed it with this group. And I think that they all, like I said, they're so hungry to prove themselves and they all want it so bad and they all bought their A game. But standouts for me that I build relationships with, but I think that are going to stand out for, and I mean, you see it episode one, Emmy, she's an absolute badass. I think Emmy's going to be here for a long time. If she decides to take the call every time they call her, Emmy's somebody that's literally going to be on the show for years to come. Mm-hmm. She killed it this season. And I'm so excited for you guys to watch her. Emmanuel, the guy's a beast. He's good at everything. He reminds me of like a little Jordan, like a mini Jordan. He's such an athlete and a gamer, but then was hooking up. I mean, at one point, I think he was trying to hook up with one of the camera people. Like the guy was just like bouncing off the walls, hooking up with girls. But Emmanuel is somebody that is so entertaining, such an athlete, and definitely keep an eye on him. Logan, my boy, Logan, he's such a competitor. The guy's, like I said, good at everything. We would play pool and chess and he would kick mine and Devin's ass every day, but Logan is definitely, so those three for sure. All of them, Tasha, Esther, every single one of them. Yeah. It's such a good group, but those three for sure stand out to me. And I think that you guys are going to be surprised for what they bring this season, because they brought the smoke. Yeah.
I'm so excited. I'm so happy the show's back. I'm like,
hell yeah.
Now I'm on my high. Josh, thank you so much. We'll have to chat thank again you. Midway hell through yeah. after we see everything that goes down.
Yeah, when all the chaos starts to go down. Exactly. Yeah, we'll catch up. But thank you so much for having me. It's always so much fun to talk to you.
Thank you so much. Hopefully we'll be able to do this in person eventually.
Hell yeah, I'm excited. I hope so.
All right, guys, as always, you can follow me on social media at Emily Longretta on all platforms and let me know what you want to hear from the Challenge cast. I will be bringing on a new cast member or maybe a producer to talk about every episode of the Challenge, Spies, Lies, and Allies. Let me know what questions you guys have for everyone, because I always would love to hear from you. So please send your feedback. If you also really like the podcast, please subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes and a 5-star review. It would be very appreciated. As always, guys, we will be back next week. Stay safe.